I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Many healthcare providers have expanded their use of telehealth or virtual appointments during the pandemic. Dr. Patrick O'Neill is here to talk about the transition to telehealth or virtual approaches to helping individuals reach and maintain a healthy weight and improved health during the pandemic. Dr. O'Neill is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and he's the director of the Weight Management Center at MUSC. Dr. O'Neill, what happened with your in-person weight management program when the pandemic hit and stay-at-home orders were issued?
We had to pivot pretty quickly to offering our services remotely so that we could continue to stay engaged with our patients and continue to provide services to them. Fortunately, for 6 or 7 years prior to then, we had been offering on an optional basis virtual services for people who lived quite a ways from Charleston. So we were in a good position to make that move at the time.
What technology is currently being used in this remote approach to weight management?
Over the time, we've used several different video conferencing platforms such as Zoom and Doxy. One of the interesting things we've learned, though, is that many of our patients at some point prefer to switch over to using the telephone for our regularly scheduled visits. And they tell us that's easier for them and they prefer it. In those calls, we still try to communicate all the information we would ordinarily communicate in an in-person visit. We ascertain the patient's status, ask them about their goal attainment for goals that they've set, help them to set new goals, and then cover different types of information as part of our educational program. However, we still think it's important to have the video conferencing feature for many of our visits.
From your perspective, what are the advantages of using this remote approach?
It's certainly more convenient for patients. It requires a lot less time for each visit if we don't have to factor in the drive time to and from the facility, finding parking and so on. And also, quite frankly, as people have learned with everything else they're doing remotely, you don't have to spend quite as much time getting dressed up. One thing we've seen is that patients seem to have much less need to cancel or reschedule their appointments when we're doing it remotely compared to when we're doing them in person.
Dr. O'Neill, any quick tips or steps we can take at home if we want to get on the path of healthy weight management during this pandemic?
First of all, I'd advise people to set some simple, achievable goals that relate to their overall objective of achieving and maintaining a healthy weight. One might be to weigh yourself daily, no more than once a day, but just at the same time every day, and keep a weight graph so you can see really what your weight is doing over time. Secondly, think about some small behavioral changes that you can make that will help you to have a healthier diet and a more active lifestyle. Be specific. Don't say, I'm going to exercise more. Say, I'm going to walk for 30 minutes 3 days this week or something like that. And then one change after another change after another change can all add up very, very positively, and you can see success going forward.
Dr. O'Neill, thanks for providing this information about working to achieve and maintain healthy weight management.
Thanks for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.